Up and down Delmarva, one may find antique stores spotting the landscape, memories of the past in a physical form. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill reflects on the meaning of these small items of the past.
In my daughter's house, there's a chest of drawers that once sat in my bedroom over 70 years ago. Its 80-year history begins with my parents who'd originally bought it. It was mine during childhood, my sister's after that, and then it passed on to my niece and now sits in my daughter's bedroom. Except for one broken handle, it hasn't changed. The chest had five distinct lives, resided in three states, and inhabited several rooms while hosting all the idiosyncratic stuff that constitutes our personal effects. I've wondered where on its journey it might go next. Many of our effects disappear with time and mobility. We relocate, surrender the old, and acquire new things. Out of sight, maybe, but not necessarily out of mind. Memories of these long-lost relics linger in the shadows of our unconscious. Some, I've found, may surface at early attic antique stores. One winter, I found one such relic, or its likeness, at an early attic shop called Passwaters along the road to Lewis, Delaware. I discovered a tin that once held model pipe tobacco, a product long since out of production. My grandfather smoked model. Passwaters was an old factory converted for showcasing early attic items. Floors rise here, dip there. A wood-fired boiler heats the building. The air inside is bone dry. Wood smoke pervades the shed and it's mixed with a hint of mildew like the mom-and-pop hardware stores used to smell. A perfect setting for wandering among the things of yesteryear, once lost, now found. Entering Passwaters that day, a few folks sat at the table smoking while playing board games. They greeted me with a slight nod. I strolled the aisles, wondering at the sheer volume of the antiquated goods. To whom had they originally belonged? And how did they get here? The tin of model tobacco was bright red, and on it a picture of an old man smiling cheerfully and sporting a white handlebar mustache. He's smoking a pipe. The tin rested on a smoking stand, the kind my grandfather had. By discovering the tin, time past materialized before my eyes to become time present. I saw my grandfather in his shirt sleeves and tie, hunkered down in his favorite chair, smoking his pipe. I know it's unlikely that this tin had been one of my grandfather's. Still, human migrations occur all the time. Tree and flower seeds fall far from where they had been first generated, and birds fly halfway around the world to light and live on another continent. Had this tin, then, over time, made a circuitous journey from my grandfather's hands that once held it in New York to heaven knows where, only to make a temporary stop in rural Delaware in its journey back home to me? Did I discover the tin? Did the tin find me? I don't know. I just bought it. Perusing early attic shops here on the Delmarva is like entering a time warp. It's part of the adventure. George Merrill, On the Shore.